Final hour of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, celebrating National Community College Month and doing so here at Lorain County Community College at the Commodore Books and More Bookstore. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. And, well, we've certainly had a great deal of fun here since we jumped on the air right around 3 o'clock. We've learned a lot along the
way.
Sure
have.
And we're going to learn even more right now. We've got Joan Perch with the Campana Ideation and Invention Center joining us here.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are doing wonderful. Great. How are you?
I am great. I really thought I had the best job at Lorain County Community College, though, until like Reagan Silvestri was talking again about that whiskey job. I don't know. But I'm really happy to be here and love what we're doing over at the Campana Center.
Well, you guys have a lot going on, and we're going to come around to some of the summer camps that you guys will have running here in just a couple of months. For those who aren't familiar with the Campana Center for Ideation and Invention, can you explain what exactly goes on here?
The Campana Center for Ideation is kind of just like a giant makerspace, and if you don't know what those are, it's a place where things get made and ideas happen and inventions are going on, and it's all the new rage in education and in community building and economic development. So it grew out of our Fab Lab and all of the other amazing work that we do to create jobs and opportunity for young people. It provides a real hands-on place for both our students and the entire community to play with advanced manufacturing technology and digital fabrication technology and learn how to do it in a fun way. It provides opportunities for companies to come in and see things and do things, and it's growing and growing every single day. So it's very, very exciting to be here.
You guys have a lot of interesting programs associated with it. One of those, Fab Art Fridays. Please explain Fab Art Fridays.
Well, the Fab Lab is a fabrication laboratory, but I always thought it should be called the Fabulous Fabrication Laboratory. And everything is...
It's magic.
It's magic. So, and I'm not sure how everything works yet. I play in there a little bit. But the idea is that when artists get their hands on new tools, they play with them in really exciting new ways. And Scott Zetag, who had the idea of opening the second Fab Lab in the country, always invited artists in. So we were able to get some funding through the Ohio Arts Council to have some artists come in and play. They're making prints instead of using the old-fashioned ways of carving wood and carving linoleum. They're using some laser technology and ShopBots and all that other cool stuff. On our next Fab Art Friday, which is the fourth Friday of this month, they'll be unveiling a portfolio of prints. So these are artists from all over the region kind of playing. We've been hosting those on the fourth Friday of every month for families and children. It's a free event to come in and play your hand at something. We put out some activities. We show people things that are going on. We bring in some guest speakers now and again. And it's all the whole idea that playing and making can introduce you to things that you had no idea that you could ever be interested in before, like digital manufacturing and fabrication and tools and things that are going to be just like our phones or the computers that, you know, sure, didn't exist before. These things, they say, are going to be in your kitchen, on your table. Wow. We even have a laser cutter that can cut chocolate. So there you go.
Okay.
That's not
important.
Whiskey, but
hey, chocolate's cool. Pretty good, too.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's still very cool. And that's just on Fridays. You guys have a lot of awesome events in the summertime. And you were telling me about this off-air. You guys have so many different camps and so many different programs in the summertime, and that's something you really wanted to incorporate to get kids here on campus and really have a great deal of fun here in the summertime when the campus is typically a little bit quieter. But you guys have a lot of interesting camps. One of those is Rosie's Girls Camp. What's
right.
This camp all about?
So Rosie the Riveter, if everybody sure. knows the story of Rosie the Riveter and all the women who came to the rescue during World War II and took on the jobs in manufacturing that men had. And then when the men came back, a lot of them went back to their homes. But the idea now we know is that women can do everything as well as or even better than men. But sometimes we don't all know that. And the numbers aren't reflected in industry. We don't see as many women as welders or as carpenters or even as in robotics or any of these fields. So we're really looking to advance that opportunity for girls at a time when they are in middle school because they're starting to think about who they are and what they can do and what they can be. So this is a program that's a national program was started years ago out of Vermont Works for Women, and it's really about skill building and making things. All of our things are STEAM-based, so we have arts and STEM. So the girls get creative, and I'm going to tell you that there's nothing that empowers a girl more than giving her a power tool. So we have a lot of fun. I The program is run by Alicia Gorski, who is our tech coordinator, and an artist, maker, builder, Ann Bort, who is, when she was 27 years old, went to the Carpenters Union. She had an art background, and she had built and made things, and she was told that, this was a few decades ago, she was told that at that age, and being a woman, she couldn't be a carpenter. So as soon as we started offering those, she jumped right in, and we have two camps this year. One is the first one where you learn a lot of building skills, and the girls build a butterfly, so that's kind of cool.
Oh, that's
cool, and also birdhouses. And in our second camp, they're going to be doing soldering and some wiring, some lamps, and building a community project together. It's a lot of fun. It's just fun all day long.
Some interesting programs for sure, a lot of which apply to teens as well. And I know you certainly wanted to hit on that here, the STEAM and STEAM Maker Teen Academy. What all goes into this?
So that's a really cool program that keeps growing. And we have teens from Lorain and Elyria who come in a great partnership with lots of partners like the Elyria Teens Achieving Success and the Boys and Girls Club and Lorain City Schools and Elyria City Schools and Ohio Means Jobs. And we have a training and internship program. So for 6 weeks, teens come in and they get a college credit doing the intro to fabrication class. But we hook them with art. So they get some really fun creative art things to do. And then they learn how to use the tools to make them. And then we're expanding it this year. So for the following 6 weeks, they're going to be working on a sculpture project here. They're going to be making some other projects. And really, the idea is to build business, but really to get kids and teens who really couldn't see themselves in STEM fields or maybe even in college on our college campus and using tools that they didn't know exist and doing jobs that they didn't even know would ever happen. Friday on Earth Day, Lorain City Schools are doing some testing. So one of the teens who participated in the program last year with us is coming to help us do the Earth Day presentation. So we've got teens who are now kind of piloting an internship program that we'd like to build all year. These are teens who last year did not know at this time what those equipment are, and they can run it better than I can and are making all kinds of things. So it's increasing opportunity for everyone who doesn't quite know it. And then we have a bunch of other camps that are for everyone from third grade on up, a cosmic camp where you get to build spaceships and use the things, and a print and press camp. So it's a lot of fun around here in the summer.
It sounds very artistic. Do you notice a lot of kids from an art background kind of find themselves drawn into this type of thing particularly?
The whole STEAM and art and digital things are really very creative fields now. Sure. So much art is created digitally, so that's kind of a natural thing. But all kids are creative and like to get their hands in things. That's
sure.
The kind of making piece of it. So and they all like to be creative, whether they're artists or not. So when you give them hands-on things to do, even if they don't think they're going to be an engineer or they don't think they're going to be a designer or they don't know about robotics, if they're making an art bot out of pool noodles and batteries that they learn to wire, or they're making a light up bracelet, all of a sudden it's like, wow, there's something else for me. So the young woman that I talked about, Mariah, she didn't know what she was going to do. Now she wants to come to school here and get our 2-year digital fabrication degree.
Oh, cool.
So it's really about helping kids find things that no one knows about that are really cool and can change their lives.
Yeah, certainly you uncover a lot of ground, and especially with the kids and, you know, the imagination that they've got too, that really opens up a whole new set of doors, especially in the summertime, where, as you mentioned, you're trying to get more people to come to the college campus, and it certainly seems like you guys are definitely doing that this summer. Well, Joan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for being here. Come to camp this summer.
Hey, you know what? There's a lot happening
out
this summer for sure.
Come on to camp. Have a good one. Thank you so very much.
Will do. Thanks, Joan.